Kia ora, Dee from Waipa District Libraries. Thanks for joining us. Since we hosted Heritage Month in February 2020, we realised how much interest there is in the history of Waipa and in Cambridge history. And I thought I'd share with you some of the early history of our Cambridge Library. The following is taken from the minute books, which we still have, and this records the first meeting of the newly elected Cambridge Library Committee, which was on the 9th of December in 1909. It reads, "The first meeting of the newly elected Cambridge Library Committee was held in the library building on the above date at 9 a.m. There were present Mrs. W.F. Buckland, R.J. Tudehope, C.H. Priestley and J.H. Hammond. The Venerable Archdeacon Walsh and Mr. Les Dickinson were absent, but the former was away from home and could not be served with a notice of the meeting. It was moved by Mr. Hammond, seconded by Mr. Hartley, and carried that Mr. Buckland be elected chairman of the committee. It was moved by the chairman, seconded by Mr. Priestley, and carried that a salary of £40 per annum be paid the librarian, and that applications be called for the position by advertisement. Such applications to be returnable at noon on the 23rd. Moved by Mr. Tudehope, seconded by Mr. Hartley, and carried that the chairman, Mrs. Hammond and Priestley, be a committee to prepare a list of duties for the librarian, frame bylaws, and prepare a constitution for the institution. Moved by the chairman, seconded by Mr. Hammond, and carried Mrs. Tudehope and Hartley and Archdeacon Welsh be a committee to attend to the furnishing and fitting up of the library. Mr. E. Wilkinson wrote calling attention to the fact that the local booksellers were in a position to furnish books for the library as cheaply as any of the Auckland firms and suggesting that orders should be placed with such local tradesmen. Mr. Wilkinson further wrote that he should be pleased to donate 2 guineas worth of books to the library, namely Webster's Encyclopedic Dictionary, Plain Living and High Thinking. On the motion of the chairman, seconded by Mr. Hammond, Mr. Wilkinson was heartily thanked for his donations. The chairman further stated he intended presenting £10 worth of books to the library. The meeting was then terminated, and the minutes confirmed by J. Hammond, chairman, 15 February 1910. We look forward to bringing more of our local history to you in further casts. Kia ora.